donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And Letitia James, the one that she kept going after President Trump, remember? She kept going after. She was bought and paid for by George Soros, folks. Soros set out a shopping list. And, John, why do you think it was? Because on that list, the preferable treasonous person was to be a black woman who virtually hated government, hated conservatives, hated America. And so he got these people like Letitia James, like Big Fanny, like the one there in Missouri. What was her name? I can't remember. But anyhow, it was like so why do you think he said he preferred black women who virtually, especially hated white men?
Well, I think that they would figure being black would insulate them from a lot of criticism, Pastor Ernie. You know, they would just say, this is racist. You're saying this because I'm black. I'm black. So and I think a woman goes along with that. You know, the media are maybe hesitant of exposing what they are because of being black and a female.
And so, so you could play the race card over and over and over, right?
Yeah.
And, all right, go ahead and play that clip there, Seth.
Mr. Miller, Letitia James says the allegations against her are nothing more than a revenge tour by the Trump administration. What's your response?
My response is that Letitia James is one of the most corrupt, shameless individuals ever to hold public office. She's guilty not only of those crimes, but of countless more crimes by using and abusing her public office to try to persecute an innocent man, depriving him of his rights, engaging in a conspiracy to obstruct our election, and to overthrow our democratic processes and procedures. She is guilty of multiple significant serial criminal violations.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you all for joining me today. If you haven't already, please make sure you hit the like button, subscribe to the channel if you're new to the channel, and most importantly, please make sure you are following me on Telegram at TD Media Group to help circumvent social media censorship and shadow banning. And with the introduction out of the way, let's get into today's news. And today, we are headed back to New York once again to discuss who, you all know who, Letitia James. Boy, oh boy, that whole no one is above the law gimmick sure has turned around to bite her in the behind in the worst way. 2025 is not her year because all lies are being exposed. And now we have a situation here where it appears that Letitia James has spent $41,000 in taxpayer money to fund her luxury private jet flights across the country. Let's get into this article here. This article is titled, Letitia James spent $41,000 taxpayer funds on private flights while campaigning. Let's get into this article right now and uncover a little bit of truth concerning Letitia James and her need for luxury travel. A private jet takes off. No public schedule, no contract identifier appears in the state comptroller's public transparency portal, no explanation except for the payment record, and taxpayers are covering it. Over 13 months, New York Attorney General Letitia James' office spent $41,807.80 on private charter flights through an arrangement with no documentation visible in public transparency systems. That's enough to fund significant legal aid services, enough to hire domestic violence victim advocates, enough to expand the office's consumer protection division. Instead, it bought six flights. $41,000 bought six flights, ladies and gentlemen. It bought six flights. Six flights that exist only as line items in the comptroller's records. Six flights whose details may only be accessible through a formal Freedom of Information Law request. That is unbelievable. This woman is doing everything in the dark. The records uncovered through an exhaustive search on the New York State Comptroller's transparency portal paint a troubling picture of a top prosecutor deploying high-end aviation services without the contracts or documentation that would typically appear in the state's public financial records. And here's the kicker. Not a single other New York State agency has used this charter company in the last decade. Just the Attorney General's office and later James's campaign. The timing of several payments demand particular scrutiny when compared with James's documented public activities. Now, this should go without saying. You absolutely cannot, I repeat, cannot use taxpayer dollars to campaign. You cannot do that. Not only is that a misuse of taxpayer dollars, but that's just outright theft. And it appears that that's what Letitia James was doing based off of what we do have here, the records that we do have on file and what we can string together and come to the conclusion that this stuff is actually true. Look at this right here. Martha's Vineyard connection. On August 10th, 2021, while New York still reeled from the explosive Cuomo harassment report James had just released, her office authorized $7,000 in payments to Venture Jets. The same day, her campaign paid for a Martha's Vineyard house rental, documented by the Washington Free Beacon. Public records confirms James' presence on Martha's Vineyard during this period. She was photographed at an Ebony Media Group celebration and later spoke at a Martha's Vineyard Social Justice Leadership Foundation event at the Tabernacle in Oak Bluff. And now we have this also, the Somos Conference connection. The November 8, 2021 payments totaling over $13,000 for two charges on the same day coincided precisely with the annual Somos Conference in Puerto Rico, a major networking event for New York politicians. Once again, if this stuff is true, this is not just a misuse of taxpayer dollars. This, ladies and gentlemen, is theft. And if this is the case, well, then, of course, you're keeping this in the dark. Of course, this is in a shroud of secrecy that you don't want anybody to know anything about as it pertains to the details. And that's what we're getting ready to find out next. As it pertains to details, we don't know anything. She's keeping this all in the closet. Six payments, one vendor, Venture Jets Incorporated, a Pennsylvania-based charter company that specializes in, quote, luxury aviation solutions. The same company that would later receive a $12,000 payment from James's campaign. The same company that remains mysteriously absent from every other state agency's vendor list. Understand what's happening right now, right?
Three signs your car accident is worth major
Take me back. Okay. All righty, very good. Well, there you go. It looks like, you know, here Pam Bondi is really going after her. And remember the way that John, that she went after President Trump?
Oh, yes, Pastor Ernie. Yeah, oh, sure.
Remember the very same things that she charged him with, is she's being investigated for. She actually put her father down as her husband on one of those loans, okay? And so now they're going after her big time. So we're finally starting to see, and it's because I think one of the reasons is people have been saying, where are the arrests coming from? You know, because this is not revenge. This is justice. We got to have justice, right? And so these people that have done these things, and from what I understand, they're looking at Chucky Hamas Schumer pretty closely, too. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel here with these Democrats. They were Justice Department is investigating the Democrat National, what is it called, Pastor Ernie, their campaign.
The DNC, Democratic National Convention.
Committee. They're because of money laundering. It's probably like shooting fish in a barrel with them.
Well, yeah,
they never dreamed that Trump would win and, like, Bondi would become ahead of the DOJ and Cash Patel ahead of the FBI.
And so here's the thing. Now, they made him, he was the head of the FBI and acting chief of the ATF, too, wasn't he? But I see that they're pulling him away from the ATF. That's too much to do both, don't you think?
Yeah, that was just temporary, Pester. Apparently, there was no one they could trust in ATF to be put in charge of it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is amazing. So I'm hoping, too, that, that they're going to really go through that to the FBI and get rid of all the holdovers there. What do you think?
They can't get rid of them fast enough. And do you see all those leaks coming out from the Department of Defense?
Yeah.
These are all traitors in there. Anything they can do to try and destroy Trump and the commissioner Hegseth there. So they're leaking all the stuff they can to the media. This is criminal stuff.
It's all about trying to stop Trump. Bondi says or. She put a warning out. There's about 300 of these rogue judges out there, and now two of them are going down. Do you think that the others are going to start getting the message?
Well, this is going to be interesting, Pastor Ernie, because I think at least not on the federal level, but on the state level. If the federal agents are going to come and arrest a judge in her chambers there in the court for harboring and protecting criminal illegal aliens, I think it has to have a sobering effect on them.
All right. The one judge there from New York, the one who got, involved with too close to about $20 million, that his sister or his daughter basically was making money off.
Yeah, that's the one with Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his daughter was a Democrat activist.
Operative,
raising money.
Yeah. She was an operative. But there's now, I see that there's a lot more about what this guy's been up to. It's all coming out on him now. That would be a major. That would be definitely a major one to go after because of what he did. Okay, and again, this is treason. What they're doing, what they're committing. It's high treason. Okay, and so, but here's an interesting thing. Representative Tom Suozzi. That's not the one I was thinking of. Here, several Democratic lawmakers refused to answer. Suozzi is one of them. Why they voted against a measure to ensure that non-citizens cannot vote in the U.S. election. By the way, did you know that the vast majority of Democrats voted to allow men to play in women's sports? The vast majority of the Democrats in Congress voted to leave men in the women's sports. And so there you go, right?
Even in Maine and certain states, they are voting again for men in women's sports. And this is like full circle, where years ago the women didn't have their like own sport, or many of them, so that they created a law where women had to be able to participate in their own sports. Now they're putting men back into these sports to dilute it, and women are losing all sorts of scholarships and championships and all because of men in swimming and the men in what other volleyball they're in, swimming, volleyball. I don't know about basketball. Yes, well, I'm not sure, Pinson.
Yeah, it's basketball too. And you know what? It was interesting because one of those commentators, the one that shaves her head, the female who shaves her head, maybe that's a trans male. I don't know.
No, that's Joy Reed.
Anyhow, a comment was made that these women shouldn't be complaining if they're too weak to compete with men. They should just, just realize they can't do it. They're too weak. You know, can you believe that? But anyhow, he goes on to say here, only four Democrat lawmakers joined Republicans to pass the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would require states to obtain proof of citizenship before registering an individual to vote and remove all non-citizens from existing voter rolls. Several lawmakers who voted against the legislation either refused to tell the national... I mean, all but four of the Democrats, all but four of them voted to let the illegals vote. And so several lawmakers who voted against the legislation refused to tell the National Republican Congressional Committee why they support non-citizens voting in elections. Okay? They said, why do you want to do that? Why do you want them? Why do you think non-citizens should vote in American elections? And they refused to answer. What do you think of that?
That's right, Pastor Ernie, because they're not Americans. They're something else. They're
Democrats Democrats hate
the world order,
They hate America, don't they?
They do. They hate America, Pastor Ernie.
And it seems like they hate freedom.
Yeah, they hate, well, freedom. With the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. And they hate our Christian background. They hate that we were a nation based on Christian principles like marriage between a man and a woman. You know, be fruitful and multiply there, have children. These are abominations to these people.
Let's take some calls.
They really do hate God, Pastor Ernie. They really do hate God and everything associated with him.
They do. They really hate God. They really do. We're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, ask Big John. He's a pretty smart fellow, okay? Listen to this. This is U.S. Representative Laura Friedman, a Democrat out of California. Every single week we have litigation. Now listen, she's admitting to their anti-government activity, anti-American activity here, okay? She goes, every single week we have litigation working groups where a large group of us, and I'm talking about 75 members of the House, we sat down with the AGs to talk about legal strategy, said Friedman. In other words, how they can fight against Trump. Okay? This is all going on every single week behind the scenes. It's a nonstop talking, nonstop introduction of bills, legislations, nonstop being on social media as much as we can without being throttled, without crazy analytics. And doing all of these things. So Friedman's admission lays bare the hypocrisy of a party that lectured about democracy while secretly colluding to subvert the will of the voters. Their so-called legal strategy is nothing more than lawfare. It's nothing more than lawfare. A desperate attempt to cripple President Trump's ability to deliver on his promises. from restoring economic prosperity to draining the swamp. And who's footing the bill for this circus? You and the American taxpayer. It's time to call this what it is. It's a scandal. House Democrats must be held accountable for this blatant abuse of power. Republicans in Congress should launch an immediate investigation into the litigation working group, demanding transparency about who's involved and what they're planning and how deep the collusion goes. The American people deserve answers, not more elitist schemes cooked up by D.C. back rooms. So here they're working hand in glove with all of these rogue activist judges, aren't they?
That's all part of it. Pastor Ernie, this is a well-oiled machine. It really is. This isn't just a couple demon Dems, working here and there. They're integrated into everything, Pastor Ernie, everything.
Yeah, well, you know, you had mentioned before about, the money. When we talked about using, Social Security, when asked about this, quote, the slush fund, who's funding this stuff, Mad Maxine Waters, when Trump was talking about shutting down U.S. aid, Maxine Waters said, that's our slush fund. She referred to all of the corrupt money laundering, all of the money laundering in U.S. aid as her slush fund. So, I mean, it's like they're belligerent. They're right out there.
Money. It's not the people's money. It's their money. And they're elitist, and they have the right to use that money to advance their agenda and advance their political agenda here, advance their sin throughout the world, their corruption throughout the world. So there you go. This is their money, and how dare Trump... That, and when they say save democracy... Trump is destroying democracy. They really mean he's destroying the Democrat Party and all its corruption.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally corrupted, isn't it? Just coming completely and totally corrupted. Time to pass the torch. Number two Democrat in U.S. Senate announces retirement. And you know who that is, don't you? It's Dick Durbin.
Oh, yeah.
The number two Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Dick Durbin, will not seek re-election in 2026 as he announced his retirement Wednesday after 44 years in Congress. Oh, my. 44 years of not doing any good. The decision on whether to run for... Go ahead.
Pastor Lenin?
Yeah.
If you check his finances after 44 years in the Senate, he might be a billionaire.
Yeah. Yep. I just read a report there, too, on Barack Obama, how he went into it being less than $1 million, okay? And now, I'm trying to think, if I remember that he has four huge mansions, and one of them are, I think, if I remember right, I might be wrong on this, but his worth was something like close to $300 million now. And
that's not bad, Pastor Ernie. That's a shrewd investment, and that's what it was.
Yeah. I'll tell you where it come from. Do you remember when he raised literally airplanes full of cash to take to Iran?
Yeah.
What was it? Like $2 billion?
$6 billion.
Was it six billion? Yeah. Now let me ask you this, okay? Do these guys ever do anything without getting a kickback?
Never.
So would cash
like that, Pastor Ernie?
What would even 5% of a kickback on $6 billion be? Think about that.
$60 million?
It'd be, I think, more than that.
Or 30 million? I don't know, Pastor Ernie.
Okay. 5% of $6 billion, that would be several hundred million, I think. Anyhow, that's right. When we were growing up, I mean, we really never, ever, you know, even considered, you know, even thinking about more than $1 billion, right? I mean, $1 billion, that was a lot. Today, they're talking about trillions because of the, you know, inflation. It's an amazing thing. But let's open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. Now, the first one out there, I want you to, one of you people out there that are still half awake, figure out what 5% of $6 billion would be, right? So, we'll see. Maybe we'll get an answer to that. What do you think? Anyhow, here's what he says. But in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch, so I'm announcing today that I will not seek re-election at the end of my term. The decision of whether to run for re-election, so I am announced to run for re-election, has not been easy. I truly love the job of being a United States Senator. Yeah, you love the money, too. But in my heart, I know it's time to pass the torch. Yeah, I'll agree with you. It's way past time. What do you think, John? But
yeah, Pastor Ernie. How about Mitch McConnell? How about him, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, he's not going to run again, too. So,
boy, and then you think of Pelosi, our mental state and age, and McConnell. Neither one of they can't walk anymore now. You notice that?
Yeah.
They have to, people have to be around McConnell to keep him from falling over.
Okay, we got the answer. I was close. I was very close. Okay. It's $300 million, just like I thought. I mean, just there you go. And it sounds to me like that's what happened with Barack Obama, that he got a 5% kickback. Because all of a sudden he's worth about $300 million. So, there you go, John. I think that these politicians are very, very corrupt. What do you think?
I don't know. Does the sun rise in the east, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah. Here. You know, one of the things that's so angry about this Pete Hegseth is that he said the Pentagon reviews of close combat training standards is long overdue. First of all, women should never be, common sense, women should not be in combat. Women should not go into combat, okay? My only exception would be, if they wanted to, and I would think, I would never allow our women, one of my daughters, or because we have too much respect and love for women to want to, our women, to want them to go into combat. But anyhow, but you remember what happened when they first started. They wanted to be going to combat, and then they had to start lowering. They lowered the standards because they just couldn't do it. Physically, they couldn't. So they had to lower the standards. And what effect do you think that? I know with the Green Berets, they wanted to make the Green Berets, and they had to lower the standards three times. And I think for the first woman could pass it. And then I think for the Navy SEALs, if I remember right, it was four times. And and here you had a large number of SEALs quit because of that. So here, what do you think effect it had for them bringing these women in? To run and put them in positions. First of all, in the military, you got these women generals, like the one that Trump just fired. What do you think? Do women belong in the military in combat position?
No, Pastor Ernie, because there's certain standards that men have to meet, strength-wise and endurance-wise and all, and the women can't do it. So they're weakening the effectiveness of these units. And a lot of times, the men, they might think, you know, the women can't have their back like a man could in combat situations. So it undercuts the morale. So what Hegseth has done, the director of defense there, he said it's even, that the women can only enter combat units if they can make the standards that are met for men. It's an equal standard.
Well, do you think that they should raise them back up to where they were, or did he say? I think Hegseth, that's what they were going to do. He was going to raise the standards back up to where they were before they started bringing women in.
Well, I don't know. All I remember when I was reading it was the women have to perform. There isn't like two tests, one for men, one for women. It's all one, and the women have to function at the same level as the men. I don't know if they raise the level higher for men than, you know, I don't know.
Okay. I know when I was in, they had much better living quarters than we did. Course, when I was back then, they, you know, and again, they didn't have to make any of the requirements. And I remember when we first went in, you know, they shaved our heads, and they told us they had to shave our heads for health reasons. But then they didn't shave the women's heads. The women didn't have to, you know, they just, you know, they were allowed to keep their long hair. I guess they didn't have to be healthy. We'll be right back.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart. Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time. And
his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.